From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Just who won Texas on Tuesday? The Texas Democratic Caucus tally is continuing, and with over 40% of the vote counted, Barack Obama leads Hillary Clinton by a margin of 56% to 44%. If that margin holds, and Texas Democratic Party officials say they think it will, it would mean that Obama, not Clinton, won Texas by a margin of 3 delegates. NPR's Wade Goodwin joins us to explain. Hello, Wade.
Hello.
Early Wednesday morning, Senator Clinton was declared the winner of the Texas primary by more than 3 percentage points. And most news organizations report that Clinton won Texas. I guess that's now in doubt.
Yes, she won the primary vote 51 to 48, and that was the big news on Wednesday morning because those were the voting results that were available. But after the primary vote ended Tuesday night, more than a million Texans came back to the caucus and voted again. And Barack Obama is winning the caucuses 56 to 44%. That's with about 41% of the vote counted from caucuses all over Texas. And the party thinks that margin is going to hold up once the results are official.
What does the Clinton campaign say about the prospect of Texas being declared an Obama state after all of the caucuses are counted?
Well, even before the election, the Clinton campaign threatened to take legal action concerning the caucus process in Texas. The Obama campaign has performed very strongly in caucus states. Texas was expected to be no exception. And the Clinton campaign has been complaining about the Texas caucus since the beginning of the race in Texas 2 weeks ago. The Clinton people are saying they won the Texas primary. Yesterday, Senator Clinton used the words stunning victories to describe Ohio and Texas. And since all we have are impartial caucus results in Texas, the Clinton campaign is saying they still have the delegate lead, and that's accurate, but it looks like it also may be temporary.
And what does the Obama campaign say about Texas?
I'll give you one guess.
They won.
They're claiming victory in Texas. And if Texas Democratic Party officials are correct, the Obama campaign indeed will end up winning Texas. The problem for Obama is that the widespread reporting that Clinton won Texas is so prevalent. I mean, that horse is already out of the barn and way down the road. I think they're going to chase after it the best they can, but I don't like their chances.
Wade, I don't think that Florida's record for a long vote count in the general election of 2000 is in danger here, but it looks like it's going to take an awfully long time to count up the Texas Democratic caucus results. Why? Why should it take so long?
Because they've, you know, essentially stopped counting. They've done this. They've given 40% of the results just so everyone can get a very good sense of how it went. But this is a voluntary reporting system. The Democratic Party set this up so they themselves could get a very clear indication of what the count is going to look like. But it's not until the Senate district campaign in late March will there be a final tally that will be declared partially official or official, because then those delegates will go to the state convention, and of course they too could change their minds along the way.
So let me wrap up where we began, Wade. Who won Texas?
Well, I think after they count all the caucus delegates in late March, you're going to see that Barack Obama, if you combine the primary results and the caucus votes, Barack Obama will win Texas.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas, thank you very much.
My pleasure.